Camouflage by Andrew Gunn. What is camouflage? What can you see in this photo? An animal? A plant? Can you tell which parts are the animal and which parts are the plant? Many animals have colors, markings, or shapes that make them hard to see. This is called camouflage. The animal in the photo is a Wellington green gecko. It lives in the tops of trees. Birds live in trees too, and birds eat geckos. The color and markings of this gecko help it to hide from the birds. If we change the color in the photo, the gecko is easy to see. Why is camouflage important? Camouflage helps creatures to hide from predators, creatures that hunt and kill. The tree weta lives inside rotting trees. There are many predators, such as birds, cats, rats, and hedgehogs, that eat weta. The colors and markings of tree weta make it hard for these predators to find them. This stick insect looks just like a twig. A predator that thinks the stick insect is just part of a bush or tree won't be interested in it. Not many predators like eating bits of wood. Hiding on the rocks. The tuatara sunbathes on rocks. Its skin is grey and knobbly, just like the rocks. The tuatara keeps very still, so predators like rats, ferrets, and possums don't notice it. The Otago skink lives on rocks that are covered in patches of lichen or moss, plants that spread over the ground. The skin of the Otago skink is black with colored patches, just like the patches on the rocks. These colors help the skink to hide from predators like cats, stoats, and weasels. Hiding in the sea. Some creatures have a special type of camouflage called countershading, which means they have light colors on one side and dark colors on the other. When penguins are swimming, countershading makes them hard to see from both above and below. This helps to protect them from predators like seals. This seal is hunting the penguin. But the penguin is hard to see. When the seal swims above the penguin's dark back blends in with the darker sea below it. When the seal swims below the penguin's white belly blends in with the light shining down from above it. Hiding in the dark. The brown kiwi is nocturnal. This means it sleeps during the day and moves about at night. Even in the brightest moonlight, the brown kiwi is hard to see. Its brown feathers match the forest floor where it lives. This makes it hard for predators, such as dogs and stoats, to find it. Hiding and hunting. Some predators use camouflage too. They use camouflage to hide from their prey, the creatures they eat. This praying mantis sits very still, with its green color matching the leaves around it, so other insects don't notice it. When a smaller insect comes close, the praying mantis pounces. Camouflage experts. The creatures in this book have different shapes, colors, and markings. But they are all alike in one way. They are all experts at camouflage.